Hello, world. This is the Know Your Place podcast, and we are on episode 49, almost a half century of these. On this week's episode, I want to talk about what makes a place a desirable place to live and how that varies throughout different areas based on my experiences with talking to different people. Anyway, we'll get into it. We'll sort of talk about different places in America, and then I'm going to open it up to talk a little about my experiences with Canadian and British people and Australian people. So Australian / New Zealanders, although there is a difference between Australia and New Zealand, just so I don't get hate mail. Anyway, all right, so I'll get right into it here. So I think largely, and I sort of touched upon this in different episodes of my podcast with people from foreign countries, but largely in America, you know, I bring this up because I've just bought a house, of course, and I like it very much, but I thought I would touch upon this subject a little more as I was out and about today. So in America, we value space, I think, more than anywhere else, especially when you get outside of New York and sort of really urban areas in California and outside of Philly. Philly's a very urban kind of place. Same thing with Baltimore and Washington to an extent. And Chicago, although you can get some space in Chicago for not quite as much money as it would cost you in other places. We love our space here. And it was just... I'll get to this more, but it was just very telling when I talked to people from other places, just how much more space you can get for the money in large, especially here where I live, since no surprise, I live in Kentucky, and actually you could even get, I thought the home prices were actually a little bit cheaper even in Indiana from Kentucky. So, it's just interesting. It's interesting stuff. But so when I think about it from a middle American perspective, somebody who was born in Wisconsin, lived in North Carolina for a bit, and then lived in Kentucky for a lot, and then moved to Indiana and then back to Kentucky, what I really find desirable, I think, is sort of different than most of the rest of my listeners and probably the rest of the world, because... middle America, it's like I was trying to explain, like I always try to explain, it's just a large amount of middle class. There's just so much middle-sized cities and middle-class people. You can just set up shop anywhere in towns of, 50 to 100,000 and just expect a certain amount of stuff to be there. And that was also partially in my episode on what makes a city of 100,000. So anyway, when we were looking for this particular house that we bought, the main things we desired, well, first off, we desired enough bedrooms to accommodate us and one child, and then we're having another child. That is something that a lot of Americans now see as a given, that you have enough bedrooms for all of your children. Now, sometimes that doesn't happen as easily, and when it's so funny because when my dad was a kid, it was a little bit different too. When he grew up in Wisconsin in the his parents built their house in the 50s, and there wasn't quite as much space. Granted, they did try and kind of convert the house, different spaces in the house, where they ended up actually having almost enough space for everyone to have their own room. And that's just, that is common in other places, don't get me wrong. I think people in Australia do get that sometimes and in Canada. But, man, in Britain, it's just not common. Like, even my daughter watches this show. And there's other parts of the UK where it's probably more common, like, more stretches of Scotland and Ireland and even parts of Wales. But, I mean, we watch this show, my daughter likes that Peppa Pig show. And, in the premise there, the Pepper and George share a room. And I've heard actually you might want to raise your kids to share a room so you're not spending as much when you're going out places for hotels and things, which we may experiment with that. We'll see how far it goes. But it's just a given, right? You know, it's like I was an only child, so and we always had three bedroom houses. My family's always able to afford at least a three bedroom house. So I was always used to growing up with my dad having an office room or there being an extra room for guests, you know. I mean, that's just how much space we're talking about is a given, you know, when you're an American. That's what you expect out of house. Expect if you have a decent job, and actually we're living off one income, surprisingly enough, but, you know, most people live off of two. But, you know, you expect if you make a decent average amount of money that you should be able to have that. And that's just what we expect in America, you know. And another thing we wanted, of course, was a fenced-in yard. And we got that with this house. And, you know, again, we expect to have enough space to have a fenced-in yard for a dog. Like, that's America for you. You got to have enough for your kids. You got to have a yard to stick them in. And you got to have a place for a dog, right? And I just don't think that's a – we got a quarter-acre lot. And, you know, some people – you know, it was just very telling because I posted a picture in this group that I'm in that's mainly British people. And they're just like, oh, that looks like so much space. Yeah. Is cracking me up, you know. I'm like, because to me, my house is actually very small. Not to say that I like it. It's plenty of space for me and my wife. But, you know, my house is not there are many houses that are bigger than my house. Even go down the street here, I can walk down the street and there are bigger houses than my house. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's just so crazy to me because I even take this for granted. Like, I think about, well, what if I... Because right now I'm in my den, which has an extra bathroom, and it's a den space that we may use for guests if they come over or other things. But, I mean, I think about, man, what if I had another bedroom? Or what if I, you know, what if I added on this or that? I'm already thinking about what I could do to have more space. And I have this and a two-car garage. That was another thing that was important to me. I wanted to actually have a decent garage because I tell you, you know, I... And this may just be me, but I get so annoyed with having a fogged up car in the morning or, you know, I like having a space, just the space to stick my cars. I feel like they're more protected, you know, and then I got in my garage, I got shelves I can store things in, you know, and that was just very important to me. And we got all that. We got all that within a reasonable amount of money that we could afford with our income. And I don't know, that's just to me. What an American house hunt looks like, you know. And then the other thing that was very important was school district, because actually I could have got possibly a nicer house in a crappier school district. So, and with a daughter, that's just very important. And I think that's probably something that's universally important, but I think it's stressed a lot in American culture as well. Oh, we got to get our kids into the best schools. They got to be near the best schools. You know, even if they're not even in public schools, sometimes they're in private schools, but people want to be next to the private school. That's the right school. You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, and then of course we bought our house built in the 90s. A lot of Americans they're always looking for a new house. Granted, it's getting more popular to buy older houses and renovate them again. It was with my generation, and that actually was born out of necessity because a lot of people my age can't afford a new house. But Canadian house hunters or whatever, you know, or I see shows based in Britain, you know, people just don't buy new houses often. New houses just aren't, you know, and that's just. Again, comes down to limited space. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what surprised me about talking to people about Canadian house shopping culture, because it was a little bit different than what I expected. Now, granted, everyone I know from Canada are urbanites mainly. So I don't really know a lot of suburban people from Canada. If there are suburban people from Canada I haven't spoken with yet, that would like to chime in and correct me on some of my preconceived notions, please feel free to. But anyway, so America, we largely have to have space for our cars, our pets, and our kids, and we have to. It's a necessity. You can't build a house smaller than that anymore and get away with it. And older houses are constantly being renovated to accommodate those things. And that's the American way. That's the American dream. That's how it's always been. That's how it's especially ramped up to be 50s onward. And I don't really see it changing all that much. Although, you know, there has been some changes with my generation. We've been a little slower to buy houses. Some of us have been doing the thing where we get a huge plot of land and then buy a tiny house and just live off that. We're still going to always be that kind of culture. We love having our space. Because to us, you know, owning a home means something. To me, it means having space. There's a certain amount of space that we expect to have when we say, I own a house. This is my space. This is my territory. And I think in a lot of ways, other cultures live a little bit more transient, you know, which is funny because in America, you can be actually more mobile if you wanted to. But yet we really like having our space. It's kind of funny, actually. So, the interesting thing I've heard from my Canadian friends that they've found really important to them, and this is just crazy to me, they're really obsessed with having lots of urban culture going on around them. Whereas you see in America, it's not that I don't like having some urban things around, but to me, it's not a big deal to drive 40 minutes to go do something more urban, which I can because I live about 40 minutes outside a bigger city that has, you know, a lot more things than my cities do. Although I don't really find my county to be lacking much because we have plenty of stores and we have movie theaters and things, but it's just not as urban enough for these people that I talk to all the time, right? And I have friends like this in college too. Don't get me wrong. This is partially a younger people thing, but one of the people I know is also an older person and likes it. You know, I had a friend from Eastern Kentucky who said, oh, I got to move to New York City. I can't stand it anymore. I need to be somewhere more urban. Didn't think where we went to college in Lexington was all urban enough for him. And now that he's been there for 10 years or however long since we've been out because he worked for Goldman Sachs, he almost hates it now. He's finally getting sick of it, right? Because in America, we have this history of just getting sick of the city, you know, sick of, you know, and I'm not just talking about the crime. I do understand that American cities, generally speaking, have more crime in their urban core and things than most other countries in the West, but it's not even that. We just get sick of being stacked on top of people. Some of us are willing to sacrifice the services just to have more space of our own. You know, I it's really interesting to me. Like, I was talking to this one person, she said it was important to her to be near jazz clubs, right? And to me, that's just not important to me. I could care less as long as my daughter's in a good enough school and I have a place to park my cars and I'm not spending an arm and a leg for anything. You know, to me, having cheaper milk and cheaper gas and being able to drive, you know, being able to drive on the open highway, or I only drive 5 minutes to my work and deal with virtually no traffic on the way, that's all more important to me than whether or not I'm close to a jazz club. And it's just a different mindset. I do think, you know, like I watch these shows, it's Property Brothers or whatever it is, you know, that's based out of Canada. And you'd see these people, like they would buy absolute dumps just to be right around the corner from these neighborhoods. It was just that important. And don't get me wrong, people do that a lot in Chicago. But like, it's like in Chicago, the suburbs are still growing in Chicago. It's not like people do that all the time in the urban core in Chicago. You know, it's crazy. It's just very, very, this weird obsession to me. And I think that's because there's a limited amount of land where people can live, because rural Canada, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like Canada has quite as much of a middle city culture. You know, you're either a city or you're not in Canada. There's not as much in between. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I would love for somebody to write in the comments section and correct my preconceived notion. So then there was Britain. And Britain, they don't even have... I mean, yes, there are single-family homes that are detached in Britain in places, I'm sure. But they just don't, they just seem to be a more on top of each other kind of people, used to just walking everywhere. Not everyone has a car, living in the village. You know, I, every show or it's very rare I see a show out of Britain somewhere that isn't, you know, you're right on top of your neighbors. Mostly, I was reading, like I said, I posted in this thread of British people about how I was really excited about having my rear-facing garage. And they were like, well, three-quarters were like, what's a garage? No, not, they weren't like, what's a garage? We're like, yeah, man, I don't have one. Or they're like, oh, I have to park around the corner and walk up to my door. And all this other crazy stuff that I just, that would be unacceptable to most Americans, I feel like. Most people buying a house, it'd just be totally unacceptable to have to deal with those kind of things. And you know, that's why I love it here. You know, it's, that's one thing I'm not sure I could get used to living in another country. Like, I'd like to think, and this is what's crazy, I'm gonna turn 30 this year. I'm not some old person, okay? I'm not some person who grew up in the 70s or the 50s or something and thinks I need it this way, but I still like, I watch these shows and I see all that tiny square feet. I'm like, I don't know if I could deal with that just to be a part of culture or whatever. It would be a huge negative for me to have to, like, I've lived in apartments. In fact, before we bought this house, we lived in a third floor apartment and we had a neighbor next to us and below us. And still, I don't know. I couldn't, to me, it wouldn't be owning a house if I did that. Like, you do that when you rent around here, but when you buy a house, when you say you're owning something, it's just weird to think of owning something and then having to deal with those kinds of things. So, you know, that's sort of the differences I noticed. And in Britain in particular, room is they're downstairs and their house is worth twice as much as mine, almost. No, three times as much because, you know, the exchange rate. And it's just like, oh my God, that's insane. I, you know, give me some room. I want to be able to breathe, you know, like, it's just not for me. What I really love about our house we just bought a couple months ago is just right now I'm recording in my den, you know, just having a den, an extra space to go to get away every once in a while. And when, you know, obviously with my parents, their house had three bedrooms, but it also had two living rooms in it. So, you know, you could get away to another living room, you know, and a two-car garage. So, you know, there's just all this stuff. And then their house is actually 0.6. It's over half an acre. So they got a lot of space in the back. You know, just, we like to stretch out, man. We, you know, we like to stretch out. So anyway, let me know what you all think in the comments section. Tell me some other things that are desirable in the house. I really love our house and I love our location because not only are we in this good school district close to my work, but it's also easy to hit major highways from here and drive on open road. And there's lots of stuff around. Most restaurants and stores that I go to are within a 20-minute drive. And I love it. Yeah. That's what I like. Location, location, location. Anyway, let me know what you all think. Thanks for listening. Peace.